Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you are having a great day. I want to talk to you today about a topic that you may know about, you may not know about. Hopefully, it will enlighten you. The pagan cross versus the biblical stake. Yeah, I want to talk about this topic. I have an article on the cross versus, or actually have an article on what the cross is all about at the teaching blog. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, check it out. I want to talk about this pagan cross versus the biblical stake. Let's get right to it. So whenever you see the word cross in the New Testament, people just take it for granted and they say, oh, it must be what it is, right? Well, let me give an example. John 19:25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. All right, so go look up the word cross. Wherever you see it in the New Testament, it is the Greek word storos. And you know what it means? It doesn't mean a cross at all. It means a stake or a tree. So a tree upright is like a stake, and a stake upright is like a tree, so a tree or a stake. That's what it actually means. That's what storos means. So where did the cross come from, the idea of the cross? Well, why did that word and that symbol, that cross shape, where did that come from? Well, if you got to go all the way back to the 3rd century, there was a pagan Roman ruler named Constantine, and he was about to make Christianity legal, and he was at war, and he saw the great sign, he says, of a cross, the shape of a cross in the sky, and they won the victory. And then ever since then, he made the cross his symbol. Then the Roman Catholic Church came along and venerated it, means lifted it up, made it like this idol, and lifted the cross way up in importance, the shape of the cross. When people genderflect, that's when they go side to side on their chest and up and down, making the sign of the cross. They turned it into mysticism that God's word never, ever gave us. So it comes from Constantine. It comes from the Roman Catholic faith. They turned it into an idol, but it's not biblical. The cross and the shape of the cross is not biblical. Christ died on a tree. So you're going to say, well, what makes a difference? Why are you picking at this? What makes the difference? Well, prophecy and what Christ did for us makes the difference. Ready? In the Old Testament, we read of curses. Deuteronomy 11:27-28. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. So it's talking about, it's a curse if you disobey God, right? The earth is under a curse because of Adam and Eve disobeying God, right? Deuteronomy 27:26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not the words of this law and do them. And all the people shall say, amen. Okay, so the earth, as we said, is under a curse. And man is cursed if he is not obeying what God has commanded him to do, right? So here's where the cross and the stake or the tree matter, all right? This is where it matters. Ready? Deuteronomy 21:22-23. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord God giveth thee for an inheritance. All right, so a man that's hung on a tree is cursed. Did you get that? That's what Deuteronomy tells us. A man that's hung on a tree is cursed. Pretty bad thing, right? not something that you want to be part of. Well, let's go to the New Testament. After Jesus goes and dies and rises again, what does the New Testament tell us? What does Apostle Paul tell us in Galatians 3, verse 13? He says this, ready? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Do you see how scripture ties together so beautifully there? Deuteronomy talks of the curse of the earth and sin. Deuteronomy talks of any man hanging on a tree being cursed. Jesus comes and dies for his people, sheds his blood, and rises again. Paul says, we were under the curse. Christ became a curse for us, because cursed is anyone who hangeth on a tree. So Jesus died on a tree or on a stake. The fact is, when they lifted him up with the crossbeam nailed to his hands, it made the shape of a cross. But per scripture, Jesus died on a tree or on a stake, which made him accursed for us. Right? Think about that. I think it's really important. Man-made traditions have venerated, lifted up the cross. Now you had people wearing crosses all over their bodies, on their clothes, on their ears, on their fingers, on their cars, on their buildings. But scripture says he died on a tree and he was cursed for us. Big difference. Big difference. And why is this so important? Well, when we don't embrace these archetypes and the truth of the Bible, what happens? Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, all the other denominations, we end up in what? False man-made ways, like making the cross into a symbol that doesn't truly exist or isn't biblical, and God isn't glorified. So next time you hear the word cross, think of storos, the stake. Next time you see somebody wearing a cross, however they're doing it, when we street preach, a lot of people walk by and hold their cross up and go, I got him, I got him. It's like a lucky charm. It's sinful, it's wicked. Anytime Apostle Paul was referencing the cross of Christ, he was not talking about that wooden execution device or even the stake or anything. He's talking about Jesus dying, his death, burial, and resurrection. Yeah, but actually, Paul's using the word stake. The stake of Christ, the tree of Christ, not cross. Cross is a Roman Catholic-leaning perversion of the Word of God. So next time you hear the word cross, I hope you ponder this. I hope you go test what I'm telling you to the Word of God. It might seem like a small detail. I know the main point is Jesus died and he rose again. But scripture is fulfilled by the prophecies that pointed to the Messiah coming. And one of them was that he would die on a tree and he would take on the curse for his people. Jesus did exactly that for us. What a glorious Savior, worthy to be praised, lifted up, and adored. I hope that blessed you today. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all our resources for ladies, for saints, for seekers. We even got resources for children. We love you all. Striving every day, traveling, preaching Christ crucified in van life. Getting ready for an event this weekend. Hopefully it'll go well. And eyes to see and ears to hear will be around. Hey, let us know how we can help in your faith. Go out. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.